here, and today I'm once more chatting to Joel Terrien, who is currently best known as the CEO for Global Virtual Opportunities. And for anyone who isn't aware, this is an incredibly affordable hosting and marketing solution for anyone wanting to do business or indeed create a business online. However, today our topic of conversation is about something completely different and is in fact Joel's real passion, health and fitness. Joel is a self-confessed health nut and has been a fitness fanatic since he was 11 years old, so has accumulated a vast amount of knowledge over the years. Together with his longtime friend Chris Reed, whom he's known since kindergarten, Joel has just released a revolutionary lifestyle program which will undoubtedly send ripples of discontent through the fitness and diet industry, because the title is the 7-Minute Workout. Intrigued? I was too. That's why I became a Maverick member, which is basically a test group of people who want to improve their health and fitness. Anyway, the program is unique on many levels, so let's have a chat to the man himself, Mr. Joel Terrien, and see what he has to say about this amazingly simple but effective program, which he hopes will educate enough people to prevent the diabetes and obesity epidemic sweeping most civilized countries. So hi, Joel, are you there?
I'm here, Jean. How are you? Nice to see you again.
Yes, well, you can't see me, but you can hear me.
Yeah.
So when we last spoke, you touched on the reasons why you'd made a name for yourself on the internet, and it had much to do with health and fitness, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always said God works in very mysterious ways, and I have been a health nut since 11 years old. I started competing when I was 16, thought I was doing everything healthy and got severe aspartame poisoning, which ended my athletic career when I was 28 years old. But, you know, conversely or coincidentally allowed me to build a multi-million dollar business on the internet. And once I started to feel better, getting the aspartame, and I also had lead poisoning out of my system, it naturally turned me back to what was my main passion in my life and my education. I've been educated in that field, which is health and fitness. So it's interesting, you know, where life takes you.
It certainly is. Now, you have started this program with your friend Chris, and you've been friends since kindergarten, haven't you?
And absolutely.
You both trained in Taekwondo, did you, when you were little?
Yes. We actually went and saw The Karate Kid, I believe, and we're pretty freaked out about that movie and jumped right into, there was a Taekwondo school in our local area in Elmer, Quebec, Canada. Started in that, and both became black belts by the age of 14. And then I took a different direction. I decided I loved building muscle, and I became a bodybuilder. And Chris stayed in Taekwondo and became a world champion and made it his profession. So we've stayed in touch ever since then. We went to university together. I did exercise physiology at Concordia University. Chris was my roommate back then. And it's come full circle where we're working together again now.
That's fantastic. Now, you've both been training consistently, even though you had your sort of illness, and you're both obviously in great shape. Now, you make a claim on the homepage of the 7-Minute Workout, which is your new program, that anyone can get into the best shape of their life working out just 7 minutes a day, 3 times a week. That's pretty bold statement, is it? And clearly, you've been doing this for years. So, do you think people are going to look at you and say, "No way"?
Possibly. And let me go way back. As mentioned, it was actually around 12 years old when I picked up my first weight set, and I remember vividly. I was probably a guy about 20 years old, but he flexed his arm for me, and his bicep popped up, and I was just mesmerized from that day on. I thought, "Wow, that's really cool." So I picked up my first weight set when I was 12, really not knowing anything about anything, and trained like most people train for years and years and years, on and off at that time from age 12. When I was 16, I met my first real training partner and started to learn more about nutrition and stuff. And so I think, I don't know the exact weight, but I probably, when I was 12, I was maybe 80 pounds or something like that. By the time I was 16, I had built myself up to bigger than an average 16-year-old. I was about, about 180 pounds at that time when I was 16. And because I had been training on and off since the age of 12, had that beach body look, if you will, and looked pretty good. But what I didn't know is I was drastically overtraining from the age 12 to the age of 16, training approximately an hour a day, 5 days per week. So 5 hours in the gym. You know, when you're, hey, let's face it, Gene, when you're 16 years old, you have plenty of energy to be able to do that. But even then, I was overtraining drastically and not seeing the results that I wanted to see, and I became very frustrated. You know, I was trying to get to like 185 pounds, and that was a struggle. And then I was trying to build muscle to get beyond there and never could. And for about 6 months, I just decided that that was my genetic potential and I was never going to be a very muscular individual. And then I started picking up my first physiology books, muscle physiology, and started learning about different muscle fiber types and stuff like that. And so in sort of fast forwarding became my passion and what I went to university for and all that kind of stuff. So I became a professional natural bodybuilder. Natural just means without any enhancement of drugs or steroids and stuff like that. And basically what happened was from the age of 16 on, I learned something very, very important about muscle physiology in the human body. And that is simply this. By design, going back to our nomadic days, the human body can work in one of two ways. It can work long. And the thing is, Gene, every single one of us who have full-time jobs have a lot of stress on us on a daily basis. And we work very long, very hard hours. So we're designed to work that way. Or we can work in another fashion called our fight or flight response. We can work hard. We can work hard with explosive power and energy, but for very, very short durations. Now, my opinion, and that's how I used to train from the age of 12 to 16. I was training hard and I was training long, an hour at a time, burning all types of calories and really breaking my body down to where it just didn't function properly anymore. And that's what most people do today is they will try to work both. They'll try to work long, meaning more than a few minutes, and very, very hard. And it puts people into a very, very bad catabolic state. Exercise is very catabolic. There's no doubt about that. When you exercise, you're breaking your body down. That's why after a day of exercise, especially if you haven't exercised for years and years and years, you become very, very sore and your body breaks down. When your body breaks down, you release catabolic hormones that directly affect how you think as an individual. So when you break the body down, you release things like cortisol. L-dopamine is our feel-good hormone. It's what gives us happiness and joy. When you exercise for long durations like that, you actually decrease your L-dopamine in your brain. So you actually, in a sense, become depressed without even knowing it. And so what you start to think is you get depressed associated with the action that brought it on, which is your exercise program. That's why people can't stick to an exercise program is they drastically train too much. I think you've probably been there, Gene, where you start an exercise program and you kind of go at it for a week. And the first day you say, oh, that wasn't too bad, but you never actually say in your mind that that was enjoyable. And then 3 days into it, you're starting to think to yourself, man, this really isn't much fun, but I have to do it because it's healthy for me. And then, of course, anything that people don't like to do, they don't stick to long term.
Oh, well, that explains it for a lot of people then. So it's not their fault.
No, it's not. It's not. And so coming back to 7-minute workout, like I said, the body is designed to work long, and we already work long, you know, long hours at our job, whether, you know, 8, 10, 12, sometimes 16 hours a day. The last thing somebody wants to do is come home and work out for a long period of time because your body's not designed to do that. The way I like to explain it is that you can look at two different, very drastic different body types. There's long-distance runners. And most long-distance runners today have a very short career because they drastically overtrain their bodies, okay? And it's the same for most professional athletes. But if you look at a long-distance runner, of course they're lean, but they have very little muscle mass. And the reason is they actually burn all their muscle away. They're lean, of course, because if you go out and run an hour a day, 6 days a week, you're going to naturally burn a lot of calories. Now, the reason why those people can stick to that type of exercise regime is, one, the thrill of competition outweighs what they put their body through, and two, they're genetically elite. okay? Let's face it, 98% of the population cannot get a runner's high because they're not genetically elite individuals. Conversely, the other type of athlete out there are the explosive athletes, people that run 100 meters. If you look at an individual who runs 100 meters, they're very lean as well, but they're much, much more muscular than somebody who's a long-distance runner. And after they run 100 meters, they're exhausted for the rest of the day. That they've utilized what's called their type 2 muscle fibers, very explosive fibers. So the thing is, the more muscle you have on your body, the more calories you burn. I'm approaching 40, sadly, which isn't much fun, but anyway.
You're still a baby.
What's that?
I said, you're still a baby.
Oh, yeah, I wish. You know, it's all in relative terms. I look at somebody who's 21 and I go, they're a baby. And anyway, but the thing is, I've still been able to stay very, very lean and never gain a pound simply because of the way that I train. And here's what I need to explain. 1 pound of muscle that somebody holds on their body will burn 100 calories a day. Now, I know there's women out there that go, oh, wait, I don't want to be bulky. I don't want to be, I don't want all types of muscle. That's not what we're talking about. After the age of about 30 years old, every single one of us, because of the aging process, lose about 1 pound per muscle per year. So after, and that's because muscle on both male and females are predicated by your hormone levels and primarily testosterone. Yes, women carry testosterone in their bodies as well. So what we're talking about here is people naturally lose their muscle over time during the aging process. Because you lose muscle, you're losing about 100 calories a day that you normally burn, and then people normally still eat the same. That's why over a certain period of time, you know, there's not too many people that are overweight in their teens and 20s. And then, you know, they hit 25 and they become a little bit more sedentary and they start to gain weight. Here's the good news. If people exercise just a little bit every day, 7 minutes a day, 3 times per week, in a specific fashion, they can regain the muscle that they lost when they were 21, which means when you bring that muscle back, not bulky muscle, just muscle that you had when you were young anyway, you can actually get that lean physique back again and again. Now, to put that into perspective, so let's say at age 30, you were 135 pounds, and at age 40, you're 145 pounds or 155 pound woman. What's happened was you've probably gained about 25 pounds of fat and you've lost 10 pounds of muscle during just because of the aging process. 10 pounds of muscle lost is times 100 calories per day means you're burning 1,000 calories less per day. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so 1,000 calories per day is the equivalent of doing 1 hour of treadmill every single day. So if you go and you bring that muscle back through very specific short duration exercise, you can actually keep the same lean body look that you had when you were much younger. And that's what 7 minute workout is all about. You've got your long distance runner who has what's called slow twitch, high endurance fibers, type 1 muscle fibers. And then you have the explosive power, a sprinter who has a lot of type 2 muscle fibers. Type 2 muscle fibers are explosive fibers that have the greatest potential for muscle growth. Your type 1 muscle fibers cannot get any bigger. That's why you look at a long distance runner, very, very slim individual. When you look at a sprinter, has a lot of type 2 muscle fibers, very explosive, very muscular individual, even the women. If you look at a sprinter who's a woman, they still look like a woman. Don't get me wrong, but they're very lean, have really, really good muscle tone. So that's why people have failed at their exercise program. They try to train their type 1 muscle fibers and their type 2 muscle fibers in the same exercise program. They become very, very catabolic, and they end up hating what they're doing. Nobody can stick to something that they hate. Would you agree, Jean?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Especially where exercise is concerned, yeah.
Exactly. And so people just, you know, they inherently think, listen, you know, a smoker says, I'll always be a smoker, which then they finally quit one day and they go, I really didn't need that. It's the same thing with an exercise program. When you train in very short durations, it brings all your muscle fibers back, but it also has a positive effect on your neurotransmitters in your brain and your hormone levels. Specific exercise in very, very short durations will increase your L-dopamine and will lower your cortisol levels. When your L-dopamine levels rise in your brain, brings out feelings of joy, excitement, and love. When you exercise in very short durations, those hormones and neurotransmitters go through the roof. So it inherently gives you a positive reinforcement to your exercise program. You finish your 7 minutes of exercise and you go, that was actually enjoyable. I actually feel really, really good. Now, if you start feeling really, really good, what are you going to do? You're going to want to do that again.
Right, that's great. So basically what you're saying is if you build up your muscle with resistance exercises, you boost your metabolism. Is that right? So like you burn calories all day long?
Exactly. You end up burning more calories at rest than actually sitting there and doing an hour of treadmill every single day, correct?
So like if you were doing aerobic exercise, which obviously you should to get the oxygen pumping around your body, you only really burn calories whilst you're doing it.
Exactly, because aerobic exercise is fantastic. But again, we're talking about people who failed at exercise before. They've given it an honest effort. They've decided they hated it and could never stick to it. So aerobic exercise is good for building the heart, the lungs, and the oxygen, but it does not build muscle, which means you're only burning calories when you're actually doing the exercise. When you do very specific resistance training at 7 minutes a day, only 3 times per week, you're building muscle. When you're building muscle, it takes more calories to sustain that muscle, and you'll actually end up burning more calories at rest all day long than if you do aerobic exercise. That's correct.
Mm. Now, obviously, I know this because I'm part of the Maverick program, but your program actually works on 5 different muscle groups, doesn't it? With specific targeted exercises over a 10-day period.
Correct.
So you exercise one day, have one day off, because it's the exercise which is the stimulus for improvement, is it?
Exactly. People have to understand, exercise itself is catabolic, okay? That's why, again, if anybody's ever done any sort of exercise, the next day you're sore. So exercise provides the stimulus for your body to improve. But it's the time away from your exercise program that actually provides the benefit for that improvement. So the problem is what most people do is they exercise on one day, then the next day they exercise again, then the next day they exercise again. And what they're doing is they're in that constant catabolic state. That constant catabolic state brings your L-dopamine levels down in your brain, that feel-good neurotransmitter and hormones, and causes you to hate your exercise program. That's why with our program, you stimulate your body one day, then you take the next day off, which provides the benefit for all the improvements. I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So every body part actually gets exercised every 10 days.
Correct.
And it's actually a simple process, but simple doesn't mean it's easy, does it? Because you have to push yourself to positive momentary muscular failure, which
correct.
In simplistic terms means you just can't do it anymore.
Exactly. And that might sound like it's very, very difficult to do. It's not. When you use a specific amount of weight, and what people want to do is they should, sort of fail out their muscles around 10 to 15 reps. It's pretty easy to do. And it's all a relative term. But if you look at the exercise program itself, you have to ask yourself this. Would you rather do exercise for a full hour and have to, what do people do when they're exercising for an hour? At minute 10, they're looking at, how much time do I have left? 20 minutes in, they're looking at how much time they have left. Versus if people know they can push themselves to positive momentary muscular failure in sometimes 15 or 20 seconds, guess what? After that exercise is done. They're finished. So it's actually very, very easy to accomplish and very easy to do. And the reason is it comes back to our nomadic days again. It's called your fight or flight response. In a dangerous situation, the body is designed to push very, very hard for very short durations. And it actually has a positive effect on your mood and stuff like that because of the L-dopamine levels increasing in the brain. So yeah, that's correct. So I don't want people, the reason why I'm kind of reiterating it is people say, oh, positive momentary muscular failure, that sounds scary. It actually brings on feelings of elation and enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be the effect that it's having on all the Maverick members. They seem to have a new zest for life and increased strength. I know I'm a lot stronger since I started than I was before. It's fantastic. Now, it's obviously with any exercise program, you do have to check with your physician first. But remarkably, it does seem that a lot of people who have quite serious health issues are able to follow your program because they can pick and choose, really, can't they? I noticed in the videos that Chris does most of the floor exercises and you tend to do the ones with the weights. Is that because you've got a herniated back or...?
No, not really. I think it's more because of the path that he chose. So as you can see, this type of exercise programs works for non-athletes. It works with people that have, certain health issues. And it also is designed to do what you enjoy doing. You know, because I became a bodybuilder, I enjoyed inherently working with the weights. Because Chris became a Taekwondo world champion, he enjoyed doing more things on the floor and using his body weight for the exercises. So that's the only real reason, Gene, is I got so used to using dumbbells and weights, and he got so used to doing things with his own body that we decided to shoot the videos based on what I like to do and what he likes to do. And the point I want to try to make on that is there's so many videos that it's very flexible. People can do the exercises that they like to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, although the program doesn't specifically focus on weight loss, there is a very good nutritional section within the back office, isn't there, where people, if they did want to lose weight, there's a lot of information. But what seems to be happening is that as people get fitter and stronger and are taking more notice of their body, they tend to look for more healthier food choices.
So, yeah, exactly. I agree. And that's why it's not a diet program. You know, diets fail. No doubt about it, diets fail. The human body has two arms and two legs because it was designed to move. And the problem is people overtrain, so they stop moving their bodies. But the reality is what we do in there is we give people healthier choices on what to eat. And you're absolutely right, Gene. Once people start feeling better about themselves, they're more mobile, they feel better, they have more energy. What we're talking about is just subtle changes. You know, for example, I've been able to maintain and stay in great shape my whole life. Why? Because I don't drink pop. That's, you know, that's a subtle change. I choose to drink water and lemon or water or things like that instead of drinking pop. So it's just subtle changes like that. You know, if I'm going to eat pizza, I don't even like pizza anymore because I know it's about 90% fat content. So it's just healthy food choices combined with your exercise program. It's just eating healthier and feeling better about yourself. But the problem is most people will go on starvation diets. They'll try a magic pill or a potion, which never, ever, ever will work for them long term.
Yeah, and the thing is, I was watching a television program, it's actually on the BBC the other night, and it was saying that 25% of adults in the UK are considered obese in this day and age, and there's an increasing amount of bariatric patients as well whom you don't see, and they are the people that are really, really hugely overweight, dangerously so, but they don't even get out of their house, so you don't really see them at all. But it was saying that in certain areas the National Health Service are providing a 12-week course to Weight Watchers for the people that are overweight to try and spur them into action to do something about what could potentially lead to diabetes and heart attacks and strokes and things like that. But they were saying that it didn't really work because whilst the people were having their program paid for, they were perhaps attending the Weight Watchers, but because it was only focusing on food and diet, it didn't work because it wasn't sustainable on the long term. And what you really had to approach was diet, exercise, and shopping behaviours. So in your program, you actually cover all three, don't you? And with the main focus being on the exercise, which naturally progresses to the other two.
Exactly, and they naturally progress, and here's why. Somebody, in my humble opinion, and of course this is only my opinion, somebody who's morbidly obese utilizes food as a source of comfort for them. And whether it's because they had a bad upbringing, they just don't feel good about themselves. That's a given. And I think most people who've become morbidly obese would agree with that, instead of feeling good about themselves, they turn to food to make themselves feel better. That is a mistake, because here's why. You can change your diet, but it's not going to give you feelings of elation and good self-worth. The reason we focus on the exercise program first, and the specific exercise, is coming back to what I talked about. Specific forms of training will increase L-dopamine in the brain. It's a natural antidepressant, if you will, okay? And it's the most powerful form of antidepressant out there. So when you start the exercise program specifically, you're naturally, you can't fight this gene, because your levels of L-dopamine and your cortisol levels go down, because you create a cocktail in your mind of feel-good hormones, you're going to feel good. Now, when you started the exercise program, Gene, I have to ask you, did you notice that yourself as well?
Yes, I did.
So,
yes, definitely.
So that's why the diets fail, okay? When you go to the diet only, you're not increasing your feel-good hormones in your brain. So it's not giving you positive reinforcement. So that's why we say, look at what people notice when they started 7-minute workout is, I told them right on our first live webcast, do not focus on your diet. Don't even look at it. Keep drinking your Coke. Keep eating your pizza. Keep eating your bacon. It doesn't matter. What I want you to do is focus on the exercise first. Once they focus on the exercise, they get what's called, in main terms, a runner's high, okay? Which is just a good feeling from the exercise. Again, if you exercise too much, if you're not genetically elite, the opposite happens. You get a feeling of hate and bad self-worth. So once they get that high in the brain, then you naturally start to feel better about yourself. Then you start to naturally take better care of yourself and have better food choices.
Yes, I never thought I'd say exercise and fun in the same sentence, but I do find that I even do the exercises maybe at 10:30 at night, which I would never have dreamed of before. I certainly wouldn't think, oh, okay, it's 10:30, I'll hit the treadmill for an hour and a half now.
Exactly, and here's the thing, humans have been conditioned to an all or nothing response, right? Once we educated people that truthfully, because again, the biggest misnomer or bold claim is, how can 7 minutes really do anything for your body? And a lot of people, in conventional terms would say, well, okay, I'm supposed to do 30 minutes of treadmill tonight. Well, I only have 5 minutes, so guess what? I'm not going to do it at all. And that same thought pattern comes in over and over and over again, versus people go, the biggest thing that I have a hard time getting through to people is, listen, 7 minutes really is enough. And I know it's enough because coming back to my story, Gene, once I learned how to specifically train, I went from 175, 180 pounds up to 200 pounds of muscle mass. And of course, I trained specifically to get bigger muscles in just a very, very short time frame. So I want people to understand that 7 minutes is actually the right amount. It's not about being too much or not enough. It's the right amount of exercise that people can stick to and see phenomenal results. So that's why you're able to do it at 10:30 at night. You go, well, geez, it's a couple of commercials on the television. Let's get it done. And yes, I think you now realize, Gene, it's actually enough exercise. Again, people go, oh, 5 minutes, that's not enough, so I'm not going to do it at all. An hour? Well, I don't have an hour to do an hour of treadmill, so I'm not going to do it at all. I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely quality versus quantity, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if adults can get into the right habits, it's certainly good for their children, isn't it? Because they follow by example. And another program I saw on the BBC was talking about fast food babies and the increasing number of overweight and obese children, which is really quite scary. It said that 1 in 5 children were overweight by the age of 5, which was just building up like a time bomb of health issues.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were just eating junk food and their intake of saturated fat and sugar and salt was like heading towards heart disease, diabetes, cancer. But it said in the short term, many of them were suffering from tooth decay, constipation, and even rickets, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's a lack of vitamin D, which you would have thought would have stopped ages ago. Clearly it hasn't. So if parents can show a sensible eating and exercise regime, then children are likely to follow, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I was brought up in a very healthy medium, and all my children are very, very active. And they don't even crave sweets. They don't want them because they've been educated on what they do to the inside of their body. You know, so it tastes great on the outside, but they understand at a very young age what it does to them on the inside. And so therefore they, my kids don't ask to go to McDonald's. They don't ask to go to fast food restaurants and stuff like that because they've been educated at a young age that it's not really good for them. And it actually turns them away from it completely.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back to that where it said that some of the children were suffering from constipation, one of the things that you do recommend is the importance of having a sufficient amount of fiber in the diet.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, coming back, because we haven't changed in 10,000 years, coming back to our nomadic days, what were the things that we ate? We either ate protein sources from animals that were killed, or we ate things that grew out of the ground. Now, it's unrealistic in today's day and age to expect anybody in a hectic lifestyle to eat only things that grew out of the ground, which means like salads and eating off the land. It's just unrealistic. However, good forms of dietary supplemental fiber can really, really change somebody's weight patterns and what they eat on a daily basis very quickly. That has been the other trick that I've used for years, Gene, is, I mean, we could talk an hour alone on the benefits of dietary fiber, but I've added 2 tablespoons of dietary fiber to my diet for the past 15 years. Yes, it keeps me very regular, but it has a whole slew of other benefits with blood sugar, with cholesterol, and just appetite in general. Most people's appetites today are through the roof because of too many processed foods. Processed foods, another word for that is pre-digested foods. When foods are pre-digested, your body can assimilate them much quicker, which means that you don't stay full for very long. And then hence, we eat way too many calories. Adding dietary fiber to your diet will help slow down the assimilation process of processed or pre-digested foods. The less you eat, the less weight you're going to gain. So studies have shown that adequate amounts of dietary fiber, whether it's supplemental or coming from your food, people naturally decrease their caloric intake per day by as much as 30%. So imagine if you just naturally ate 30% less food than what you used to eat, Gene. You're going to lose weight, no doubt about it.
Mm. But with the fiber, you also need lots of water, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it bulk forms in your body. And again, water is another thing that's very healthy. Most of us don't drink near enough water either.
No. Isn't it you're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces, is it?
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And another indication that people may not realize is that urine is not supposed to be yellow.
No, it's supposed to be white.
Clear,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay. Right. One of the other nice things, there's several nice things about your program, but the social side is very key, isn't it? Because if you've got somebody to inspire and motivate you, you do tend to stick to whatever regime or whatever plan or whatever journey you're on, don't you? And in the back office, you have a very healthy and busy forum, don't you?
It's absolutely wonderful. And it was the one thing that I had hoped would become active, but it never dreamed would become so active. As you know, we have about 500 and some odd beta testers, and there's 10, 15, 20 blog posts going up every single day about the results people are having, and hundreds of forum posts on a daily basis. And that's why we created the buddy system, where people can actually, one person can join and bring in a colleague, a wife, a husband in for free. Because studies have shown when you have that social support, you're going to increase your success rate tenfold. You know, so yeah, I agree. It's been the social support has been absolutely wonderful.
Well, I think it's absolutely amazing, and I'm really glad that you introduced me to it. So to sum up, the 7-minute workout is really an easy to follow health and fitness monthly membership program, isn't it? Where they have beginner, intermediate, and advanced exercises, because not everybody is typically exercise orientated, are they? So you can start at whichever level is appropriate for you.
Correct. So there's quite a few hundred videos in there catered to the different exercise levels that people start at, and the value proposition is, even at the advanced stages, as people's health improve and they have more energy, they still never exercise more than 7 minutes. And that's I think what is the really cool thing about it, is everybody has 7 minutes in their day, 3 times per week, to be able to do it. So yeah, it's an exercise program, it's social support, it's health and nutrition, it's all in one, and it's very, very exciting.
But also, you've forgotten that it's also a business opportunity, isn't it? An MLM business opportunity?
Yeah, it is.
If you want it to be.
Yeah, exactly. And that's very secondary. As you know, I've been in internet marketing for 12 years, and I really believe in the grassroots of marketing, which is basically, you know, viral marketing at its best. We've all gotten emails that are jokes, and we've all seen videos on YouTube that overnight get 29 million views, and then the next thing you know, the person's on CNN or BBC, and they become instantly famous. That's the power of the internet today. So we've created a program where if people recognize the results that you're seeing and you're feeling better about yourself, you just send people over to the webpage, and if they join, it becomes a great long-term residual income for people as well. It's very, very exciting.
So do you think this is going to upset a lot of personal trainers?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it will, only because, again, a lot of people have been preconditioned to the 1 hour. And here's the truth of the matter of that, is we all were triggered around an hour, because when you go and pay a personal trainer, they get paid per hour. And so when you go to the gym, they want to get the hour out of you, because they want to be paid for an hour, and therefore, yeah, it's going to upset some trainers because they're going to see it as competition. But the reality is, again, Gene, you know, when people meet me, they say, the same question always comes up, and I have a hard time talking about my own physique or whatever, but a lot of people always say, "My God, Joel, you look fantastic. How is it that you can be on the computer for 15 hours a day and stay in such great shape?" And I say, well, really, I have time, because I only train 7 minutes a day, 3 times per week. And their first reaction is, no way. And then their second reaction is, well, okay, you can do that, Joel, because you already look that way. And it's actually the complete opposite. The ones who've never exercised before, they might be training 2 or 3 minutes, 3 times per week, and then may build up to that 7-minute mark. So it's, as you can see, I could probably talk about it all day long. But I would imagine this is on a webpage somewhere. There's a 3-part video series that people can see that really explain it further, Gene, the whole science behind why this program works, why it works long term, and why I honestly believe it's going to help eradicate obesity and diabetes around the world today.
Well, certainly something needs to. So I think you're heading in the right direction. So just to recap then, the 7-minute workout is a sustainable, healthy lifestyle change which allows people to achieve whatever they want from the program, whether that's to lose weight, change shape, get stronger and fitter, have more energy, whatever really. But basically it's fun, isn't it? And there's a lot of support. So yeah.
You hit the nail on the head. It's sustainable because it is fun. That is the key. Things that people find fun, they want to do again. Things that people don't find fun, they won't stick to. And I guarantee you, because of the simple physiology behind the program, it's going to increase the feel-good hormones in your own brain, and it's like a natural drug. You become addicted to it. I guarantee anybody who joins this program will become very addicted and love the program so much that it becomes that sustainable lifestyle change for the rest of their lives.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out to explain that, Joel. I mean, I know whilst you're still firmly at the helm of GVO, it seems you're certainly steering a course in the health and fitness industry. So I'm convinced. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jean. And yes, of course, GVO will always continue to grow. It's still something that I love doing. I love business as an entrepreneur. But I've been a health nut, as you said, since the age of 11, and I want to share this knowledge with the world. And so thank you to you, Jean, for being a Maverick member. I couldn't have done it without you.
All right. Take care then.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Bye.